topic for this 5 and 5 is the Medicare Shared Savings Program, MSSP for short. I'm Becky Nam, and joining me is Aaron Jurgatis. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Becky.
What's your role at Optum?
I work in the actuarial department, helping providers understand the risk that they're taking on in the healthcare marketplace. And a lot of my focus is on the MSSP program, which is growing significantly since it started in 2012.
Why is it making news right now?
CMS released a final rule for MSSP participants just a couple months ago, and this rule affects MSSPs that are renewing and also MSSPs that are starting brand new in 2017. So that's kind of a hot topic in the MSSP world right now.
Let's dig into the five questions. How does this rule change affect those that are renewing their programs?
So it really affects MSSPs that are renewing in 2017. This renewal is slightly different in that it uses a different template for the historic benchmark, and this template is going to focus more on the regional aspect of an ACO as opposed to using a lot of national trends, national numbers, things like that.
Do you think that change from going from a national standard to a regional one is an improvement?
Yes, definitely, Becky. I think it's a huge improvement. Not all ACOs are equal in terms of size, what their spending is, what their population makeup is. And so using national numbers was using kind of a one-size-fits-all approach. By using regional statistics in the calculation of the historic benchmarks, it will be more reflective of individual ACO trends. And also, the rebates will be adjusted based on the performance within a region. So overall, what this is doing is making the calculation of the historic benchmark more reflective of an ACO's actual experience and the care patterns or the utilization patterns that they're seeing within their market.
How is this new approach going to be used to calculate shared savings?
Once we start with the historic benchmark, a couple adjustments are made to get to the point of the updated benchmark that's used in the shared savings calculation. The risk adjustment piece or the risk ratio calculation is going to remain the same. The reweighting of the population based on the distribution of membership also going to stay the same. Probably the biggest difference in the calculation of the shared savings will be using what's called a regional increment instead of a national increment. And so the increment is less of a trend and more of a pure dollar change in the cost from one period to a next period. So they will also be using regional statistics in the calculation of the updated benchmark.
ACOs who have been part of this program are probably going to understand that last question and understand what it's going to be. What about ACOs that are just entering the program?
The biggest change that new ACOs are going to see that's affecting renewing ACOs as well is using the assignable population instead of the entire population when calculating these increments. So when CMS looks at a population or when they have calculated the national increment, they've done it based on the entire fee-for-service population. But there's certain conditions, and those conditions trigger what CMS calls assignment. So starting in 2017, CMS will be using an assignable population for both the renewing ACOs and the new ACOs, so that way the regional increments, the regional trends will be more reflective of the types of populations that ACOs are covering. So people who are utilizers, people who are seeing their primary care doctors at least once on an annual basis.
How do you think these changes could affect ACO participation in the MSSP program?
I think what we'll see in terms of participation is that ACOs will continue to join this program, and I think we'll see more ACOs renewing, especially with these changes in 2017. I believe it enables for the provision of historic benchmarks to ACOs earlier in the year. And additionally, I think what this shows is a willingness on CMS's part to be able to make changes to the program, to listen to ACO feedback, and continue to keep this program attractive and keep interest high and keep participation high.
Great insights. Thanks so much for joining us today, Aaron.
Thanks, Becky.